Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hit. Stevie, isn't she lovely? And Wonderful World, Sam Cooke. On the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Desperate times call for desperate measures, and many people are struggling with food insecurity right now, sky-high prices, and families to feed. So some have resorted to stealing from grocery stores. Shoplifting, it's against the law. But one GTA legal expert says if you take food to feed your family, he'll represent you in court for free. Frank Alfano is a licensed paralegal, and he joins us now. Thanks for being here, Frank.
Well, it's great to be here.
Wow, Frank, this is a sad state of affairs for people who are just trying to do the best on behalf of their families. How common has this become?
Well, it's been going on forever. We've been doing this and having this practice of doing it for free for many years now. But I think, you know, recent events have put a spotlight on it a bit, you know?
So do you think every single person who steals like an apple or a bag of potatoes or something more significant is caught and I don't know, charged?
No, I think a lot of people are let go. I think there's a lot of use of discretion by loss prevention officers or you know, store security, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, you can distinguish between someone who might, you know, steal an apple, as you say, and or, you know, stealing a stereo.
Right. Or, you know, I often think about when I'm at my Loblaws and I'm shopping in the produce section, if you brought your own bag, you could very easily just walk out and there's no security at the front doors. Are these the individuals? Like, is this this what they're doing and then they're caught as they're trying to get in their car or leave the parking lot?
A lot of them, you know, they go through the self-checkout and they don't check every item. And what have you. And there's too many people in stores generally to tell. It's a lot of work for security. But, you know, our thing is to defend people who just, you know, legitimately had a bad day, made a mistake.
Okay, so
you know,
I just want to...
They did it out of necessity, not greed.
Right. It's still illegal, though. And so to have someone who is a legal expert... willing to represent an alleged shoplifter for free. Is there an ethical vibe around this or an unethical vibe around this at all?
Well, you know, if someone just said he defends shoplifters for free, I could see someone having the wrong opinion of that. But we don't do that. We help good people who might have made mistakes, who need help. We can't just look at what they did. We need to look at why, what led them there, their backstory. There's a lot of things that go into it. And you can completely distinguish someone who's done something completely out of necessity, who probably would never have done it otherwise but for their circumstances, and someone who's just done it, you know, for greed.
And obviously without revealing names for privacy reasons, can you give us an example of someone you've represented and what you've said in their case so that that you got them off because of what you said?
Well, I can tell you, I will never forget the first one I did. It was a carton of eggs. He stuck it down his sleeve. He had his bulky jacket. And it was a diverted case. And most of these cases are diverted because the system also recognizes that, you know, a criminal record is could be for some a life sentence. So these diversion programs, they involve a donation to charity or a letter of apology, sometimes some community service hours. But if you go into a diversion program, there'll be requirements. And once you meet those requirements, the prosecution withdraws the charge. So it's not just us doing this for free. The system itself recognizes, you know, that it's treat the offender, don't punish the crime.
And so going back to Janie's first question, it's not more prevalent now, it's the same, or is it slightly more prevalent because of food insecurity and the high costs of shopping for groceries?
So, I mean, I personally haven't seen a spike per se, but I think that that's because the loss prevention officers are likely using their discretion more than they may have before.
And Frank, just before we let you go, how do you determine whether it's a good person who's done a bad thing or it's somebody who maybe has a shoplifting addiction?
Well, people with shoplifting addictions tend to have more incidents than the person who it's a one-off, so you'll eventually find out. But, you know, we do our best to hear their backstory, understand what happened, why it happened, and from there we, you know, almost always we defend them for free. In fact, I can't think of a case where we've actually charged someone. If it's a shoplifting and it's food, we pretty much do it for free.
GTA licensed paralegal Frank Alfano, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.